606.
Good evening and welcome to Countdown to 606, the exam programme on RTE2FM that is offering to hold your hand and mop your fevered brow right through the Leaving and Junior Cert exam period. I'm Evelyn O'Rourke. I'll be joined in studio by Michael Doran to do geography. Interesting year for the subject, as this is a relatively new course. We've only had 1 year of papers so far. And sitting beside him will be Terry Flanagan for biology.
606.
And you're very welcome back to Countdown to 606. We're forging ahead here after that inspiring talk there from Terry about biology and moving into geography. Michael, I hope you're feeling confident.
Well,
hope you know the paper as well as Terry knows his biology paper.
Well, look, the way I...
New paper, so you can get away with it.
Well, keeping in line with being positive, yeah. You know, the truth is most of you students and listen at the moment will have already have the best part of 20% of the exam got because they've submitted their fieldwork project. So
you've a great springboard there going in, don't
so,
you?
So, you know, be realistic. You're in a very strong position. Most students will be anyway. So if
so what's it, 2.5 hours for this paper, is it?
No, two hours, 50 minutes.
2 hours, 50. Okay, yeah. So sitting, going in, what are people, like how much time should they spend reading the paper, do you think?
Agreeing with what Terry said, the new exam, you don't expect you're going to be writing huge amounts of essays. They don't want that type of answer anymore, and a lot of the answers can be shorter. But you know, you should be familiar with the two exam papers. First of all, the sample paper from 2 years ago and last year's Leaving Cert paper. You should really be looking at both of those over the next week because you will get the questions possibly similar or even very close to what was on those coming back up again. Well, starting off with physical geography, core unit one, you should, you know, but possibly 3 or 4 questions of those are going to come up in section one. Section one is the short answer question. 12 questions, you're meant to answer 10, it's worth 80 marks. Answer all 12 of them.
And again, as Terry said, they'll pick the best 10.
They'll pick the best 10. Okay. And all you're not writing any explanation, you're just naming, it's very basics. And so a quick thing to do is, in your physical geography, just look at the chapters, look at the diagrams, because a lot of there could be 3 or 4 of the 12 questions will be physical geography. And you just have to name features.
Okay, so part one though, what's that? You have to send it back with your paper.
Yeah, you have to send that back. So that proved to be a very good way of picking up marks. And for example, 2 or 3 of the questions are likely to be related to physical geography. Some of the questions are going to be related to skills, such we may have to interpret charts and statistics. But again, very basic. Don't expect anything overcomplicated in
section
one.
So do you think
one.
That's a good nerve-settling
section? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you get to show off your knowledge without
and having And I would advise people to actually start by answering that section because you'll find some of the questions really simple, surprisingly simple, and it might put you in a good mood for the rest of the exam. So definitely start with that. There will be questions, there might be 1 or 2 questions relating to regional geography as well, so watch out for that. And there'll probably be a map and aerial photograph questions linked in there as well. So it'll cover those broad areas. But then when you get down to it, part two, the main part of the paper, is where students need to be now focusing on. And this is really where it comes down
to. Our texts are screaming at
us. Now, in terms of core unit one, the most popular question is landform development. Now, last year, each student should know breaks is 80 marks, break down to A, B and C. The A question, the A part, 20 marks, is expected to be very basic, very simple. No major written answers. In one of the questions last year, they had a photograph and you just had to name 4 features for 20 marks. Now, this year, I'll be watching out for maybe a slightly more difficult version of that. Watch out in case what they did on the sample paper where they asked to draw a sketch map of drainage features like rivers, lakes and streams. They could ask you to identify features from location using grid references. So you might get a slightly more difficult version of that this year. But again, nothing too challenging. In the part B's, explain the formation of landforms. Last year they asked for 1, on the sample paper they asked for 2. So logically, make sure you can do both of those questions. And now the diagrams, unlike in biology, they don't give them that many marks. For example, on the marking scheme last year, out of 30 marks, the diagram only carried something like 4 marks.
So don't waste a lot of time drawing beautiful diagrams.
They only want basic diagrams with basic labelling and then move on.
Okay.
And so you should be really practicing your landforms. Watch how the question is phrased. So if you're planning that you have to answer 1 or 2 landforms, the question might say explain the processes. But they'll be part of your answer, like hydraulic action abrasion. And one thing, the C part last year was very straightforward, human interaction. This year, I would just advise students to make sure they have covered isostatic movements. That was on the sample paper. It's highlighted in the syllabus and it could very easily link in. So make sure you've covered your river rejuvenation, your nick points, all those wonderful, lovely landforms. You better make sure that you've covered those. So that's in core unit one.
Okay, well, looking at that with our sort of honours hat on our head, in terms of ordinary students, ordinary level students, is there any other different advice you'd give them or anything they should be aware of? Or?
Well, again, and the focus is, again, knowing the landforms. You should be able to recognise landforms from diagrams, from pictures, basic formation of those of landforms. Now, you can pick any landform you want, but make sure that, that at higher and ordinary, that in landform development, rivers, coast, glaciation, mass movement are all linked together as one. And you could be given diagrams in any one of those four. So you need to make sure that you can identify the landforms from each of those four. Don't simply ignore it. If you're doing rivers, don't ignore the other three. So scan over the chapters and look at the diagrams of all the landforms. For ordinary level, you're not expected to go into the same level of detail, but you would still be expected to name processes, hydraulic action, abrasion, solution. So make sure you name the processes. They're the core part of those answers.
I'm leaving, sir, just wondering, would it be risky doing the rock cycle and studying volcanic processes, sea, ice, etc.?
You're going to get three questions in the physical geography, and the very likelihood that one of them is going to relate to broadly plate tectonics, earthquakes, volcanoes. I probably would lean a bit more toward volcanoes. Earthquakes came up last year, so look more at volcanoes this year. Look at the questions that come up on the sample paper, because they might give you an indication what to look for as well. So that's what I advise there. Rock cycle, make sure you do weathering and make sure you do karst landscapes as well and be able to describe karst landscape features.
Okay. What are the most important sections to study for the global economy section of the elective 4.3?
In terms of there, you make sure that you can do basic things like OS maps and aerial photographs. They're likely to come into some, maybe even all of the three questions. So basic map skills, you could be asked to locate features on the map. The aerial photograph might ask you questions about industrial location. So I would start off covering map and aerial photograph relating to, in fact, both electives. Then after that, cover topics dealing with the environmental impact of economic activities is a popular one. The impact of colonialism, and one that's very topical today is the impact of multinational corporations. Some of these topics come up last year, but the electives don't have the same range as, say, regional or physical. So you could get some of the same topics reappearing.
How exactly do you answer a long question in geography? I'm stranded, Kieran and Tralee. Quickly, okay. how do you answer a long
question? Well, 80 marks, that's the option questions, and it's the only part where you don't have an A, B or C. And what the mark for last year in all of them was, you had to have 3 or 4 points down. So whatever you do, make sure you can identify 3 or 4 points. You'll have half an hour to write it. So, but simple marks in the game for stating correct points. They were giving away 4 marks in each point last year for just simply naming a point. So that could get you 16 or 12 to 16 marks.
To make
simply.
Sure it's information, that everything you're writing has a point to it.
Okay, in terms of how physically, how much should you write?
Yeah,
If you wrote half an A4 in each point, now you'd be doing pretty good. So okay. that's an A page and a half, 2 pages. That's a good essay for each of those questions.
Okay. Hi, is there anything that I can leave out in physical geography? Because you have the paper in your hand.
Well, I wouldn't generally advise that, no. But as we're speaking privately,
volcanoes. He said volcanoes.
Well, I suppose plate tectonics, if you want to go with that, or landform development, rivers, coast, glaciation, mass movement section is always generally a good bet.
6-0-6.
Okay, I would like to ask Terry, is isostatic processes the same as rejuvenation? Please help me.
I think that's for me.
Oh, sorry, Michael, sorry.
I was going to say, God, am I teaching 30 years? Yeah. I never heard of it.
It is,
sorry, Michael. Yeah,
The river rejuvenation is a result of isostatic processes. So it is the same thing. And if the question were to come up, I would imagine they'd ask about impact on landscapes. So you'd have to refer to the landforms from river rejuvenation, like incise, meanders, nick points. Now, if you find that difficult, some of you may have access to books which deal with impact on coastlines, like rias and fjords. But yes, river rejuvenation is the result of ISAG processes.
I'm a Leaving Cert student doing honours geography, and I just want to know, do you expect rezoning and the renewal of the Dublin Docklands to come up? And if not, what would you think would be the best part of that section to study?
Well, it did come up last year, so it would be dangerous to just assume it'll come up for a second year. So what I'd suggest looking at there is land use models. Learn off one land use model anyway, like concentric zone model.
Okay, also what parts of eco-geology do you think I should focus on?
This is the famous geoecology, the option. This is the one that most students are opting for, it seems. Now, I'd advise everyone to be very careful about relying on just questions dealing with the characteristics of a biome. Make sure that you do topics dealing with how humans impact on biomes, or because the soils questions, two of the questions in, of those three last year were biome related. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes up this time if there's two of them are soil related and you only get one biome question.
Yeah, you have questions coming in on that actually, geoecology. Yeah, so should I write the biome or soils?
If you're stuck for time at this stage, I would advise people soils. An easy one to cover would be how humans impact on soils. So you could do impact on the Mezzogiorno, deforestation, desertification. There's three that they could refer to, how humans affect soils. And in terms of the biomes, definitely cover how humans impact on biomes.
For the regional question in Leaving Cert Higher Level Geography, is it safe to only learn Ireland, the Mezzogiorno and India as your studied regions, leaving out the Paris Basin?
You're cutting down your options, so you could find yourself not being able to
do
one of the questions.
You do whatever you want, but yeah. You're going to take the gamble.
Yeah, but I mean, simply, even if you learn the Paris Basin, the Mezzogiorno, your core region, the Paris Basin, you know, if it comes up, make sure that look at least be explain what a core region is, or a primary industry or manufacturing industry. So, I mean, you could do it. You could at least glance over quickly to give yourself the full options anyway.
We did not have time to finish patterns and processes in the human environment in school. I am concentrating on this topic in greater detail at home. Is there anything which cannot be left out, or is it really important for this year?
Okay, well, look, in that last year, maps and photographs actually came up in all three questions. So what I advise people do, quickly they could learn off questions like how settlement patterns, rural settlement patterns, I mean, that could be, the map questions would probably feature in at least one, maybe hopefully two of the three questions, and maybe aerial photograph. They should read over migration, population. They're good possibilities for this year.
Okay, well, that ties in with this from a regional geography. In terms of this year's question, would there be anything extra important, such as Turkey application for EU membership on it?
Well, it's very specific and it deals with the impact of EU expansion, which was referred to last year when it dealt with the impact on Ireland. Have a look at questions which deal with cultural divisions, that's possible, or questions dealing with changing borders over time. So in terms of a specific question on Turkey's application, no, I doubt.
Okay. My thanks to Michael Dorn from Belvedere College and the Institute and of Education, and Terry Flanagan from Moyle Park College as well. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And as I said, hopefully, if you enjoy this evening, you'll accept our call next week. We'll be talking to you then. As I said, on Monday, we'll be looking at business and home economics. I'm off to have a nice weekend. You're not really going to have a great weekend because you're stuck in your bedroom. But you know what? Keep the faith. You'll be fine. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
6:06. 6:06.